In this week's parsha, Moshe reaches his breaking point. After the Bnei Yisrael complain about their daily fare, in particular their lack of meat, he's had it. And he says, Hashem, have I given birth to this people that you demand that I carry them with patience like a mother or nursemaid carries her young? Moshe acknowledges here that there's a highest level of patience which he doesn't possess, and that is the patience which a mother has handling her child, even her out of control child. Notice that he speaks of the mother, not the father. There is a unique patience which a mother has. And we see this in daily life. We fathers struggle to muster the coping mechanisms to deal with the out-of-control child, which are generally more natural to a mother. We can explain this in somewhat philosophical terms, based on the functions of male and female, father and mother. Father lays the seed from which mother conceives a child. This is not only a biological factor, as Svarim tell us, but symbolizes each one's role. A father lives on the level of vision, the direction of where the family's going, he perceives. And he guides the chinuch on that big picture level. But mother deals with the practicality, actually raising the child, conceiving life out of that idea, out of that seed. The day in, day out of chinuch. She is in the trenches. She can handle all the getting her hands dirty and the nitty-gritty. Moshe, in this sense, is expressing his inability to deal with the nitty-gritty, to get his hands dirty with an out-of-control Jewish people. That, yes, Moshe perceives the vision, what the idea of Gidol Klal Yisrael, raising Klal Yisrael, is. But when the rubber hits the road and they're out of control, like the out-of-control baby, he is befuddled. We can trace a clue to this in the continuation of Moshe's statement, when he, for seemingly no reason, references the Avos, when he says, you insist that I carry them, Al ha'adama asher nishpata la'avosav. You insist that I carry the Jewish people like a nursemaid onto the land which you promised their fathers. Why this reference to the land which you promised their fathers? Well, I would suggest he's drawing a contrast here. He's saying the Avos, the patriarchs of the Jewish people, they received the promises, the guarantees, the theory of a Jewish people thriving on the land. But they, as Avos, did not have to handle the getting their hands dirty, the implementation thereof, as I face now, which demands a whole nother level of patience, maternal patience. And it is really maternal love that a mother has this willingness to deal with the child on the nitty-gritty level, to get her hands dirty. But it is not only love, it is also equanimity, self-confidence, presence of mind which the mother has, because handling the child on this level is her realm. She's in her zone, in the realm of practicality. The father, on the other hand, finds himself easier overwhelmed by the practicalities and the real-world stresses of raising the child. Indeed, in this very story, Moshe is himself personally overwhelmed, personally stressed, at a breaking point, as we see clearly in the story, when he says, Lama harios alavdacha, why, Hashem, have you been bad to me, your servant? The lama, and why? He questions Hashem. He is overwhelmed here. The father is overwhelmed himself. Does not have that grounding presence of the mother at a time of strife when the child is kicking and screaming. And this understanding, Moshe overwhelmed like a father, becomes even more apparent when we introduce a corollary text. Because Rashi explains here, what does it mean when Moshe says, Hashem, you told me I must handle them like a mother. Where did Hashem tell him that? So Rashi brings us back to a story in Sefer Shmos. We know at the end of Parsha Shmos, when Moshe was a failed redeemer, when his initial mission of redemption boomeranged in more slavery, more oppression, Paro denied the Jewish people straw. So the Jewish people complain, and we see at the end of Parshas Va'era, have trouble trusting Moshe. And in that episode, Hashem tells Moshe, Vayitzaveim al b'nei Yisrael, he commanded Moshe and Aaron to handle the Jewish people with patience, with savlanus. That is the reference to you need to mother them, explains Rashi. As I told you back then in Mitzrayim, when the Jewish people are expressing doubt to you and are being difficult, you need to handle them properly. Well, what is the context of that story in Mitzrayim when Moshe must internalize the lesson of patience, maternal patience? Well, in that very story, Moshe kind of lost it. As we see back in Parsha Shmos, upon his own failure and perceived mess up when his messianic mission resulted in failure, he complains to Hashem, Lama harios alam hazev, lama zeh shelachtani, why have you done bad to this people? Why have you sent me? So in that story, like this one, he personally has felt a loss of grip, so much so that he questions Hashem. In fact, you will hear a textual echo in both stories. In that story, he says, Lama hariosa, why have you done bad, Hashem? And then again says the word lama. Just as in this story, he says, Lama hariosa lav dacha v'lama. In both stories, he questions Hashem, why? What are you doing, Hashem? Moshe is befuddled. Moshe does not have equanimity, does not have presence of mind. It's not a coincidence, therefore, that he is struggling to deal with the people when he doesn't have presence of mind. Much like the father, who is easily stressed and exudes a lack of confidence, and hence is out of his league with handling the child. Unlike the mother, who has that equanimity, that power of presence of mind, as reflected by Rashi's commentary to the Shmos reference, when Hashem tells Moshe, you must handle them despite their kicking and screaming. Vayitzaveim al b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says there, you must handle them b'nachas. You must handle them with calm, with equanimity. The calm and the equanimity is surely not simply a false face or false persona you portray to them, to the dependent, when you feel internal angst. But it's an authentic nachas. It's an authentic sense of calm. You feel calm, you feel in control, and hence you exude that to the child. So here we have, through an intertextual study, studying our story of Moshe struggling to deal with the people, when they complain about the lack of meat, coupled with the corollary story paralleled by Rashi, the story in Sefer Shmos, when the Jewish people have lost trust with him, the common denominator of both stories is Moshe is not like a mother in terms of the fact that he doesn't have the maternal equanimity, the maternal presence of mind. You see, the mother, when she has that self-confidence towards the child as much as the child is out of control, she not only is ahead of the game and will personally succeed in caring for the child, but she actually comforts the child. Comforts the child as a bedrock. I haven't lost it, even though you, son or daughter, have lost it. I haven't. I could cope. So you don't need to worry either. That's the power of this handle them benachas, which, based on our intertextual studies of the Rashis between here and Parshas Baaloscha and back there in Sefer Shmos, means the nachas, the equilibrium of a mother. Which brings us to one final reference, and that is here in this narrative in our Parsha, when Moshe complains, do I have to mother them? But in essence is acknowledging there's a higher madrega, there's a higher level handling the people like a mother. And he uses the following imagery. He says, you really insist that se'eyu b'cheikecha kasher yisa ha'omenes ha'yonik. You insist that I hold them tight on my chest like a mother carries the child. What is this reference to coddling the baby, holding the child against the chest? On one level, you might interpret this tenderly as a mother's love, holding the child against her own flesh. And therefore, what is being said is, if you really love the child, you love the child unconditionally, even when the child's difficult, even when the child's kicking and screaming. That's one level interpretation. But there's a deeper interpretation. Think about this imagery of holding the child against her chest. When she holds the child against her chest, there's a very firm grip. The child is sandwiched between her chest on one side and the arm on the other hand. There is a strength. There is a strength which envelops the child, a bear hug of sorts. I have you here between my arm and my chest. I am firm. I am on top of my game. And therefore, I am a bedrock of support. Love coupled with self-confidence is what makes a successful mother. And Moshe is acknowledging here, in terms of his own personal struggle, what a monarch Yisrael, what a leader of the Jewish people really needs, modeled after a mother, is love for the people coupled with personal equanimity and self-confidence. I could do this. And that's what sets the people at ease. May we be zocha, may we merit towards all of our dependents, be them our own children, be them our talmidim, be them a community of Klal Yisrael at large, who we are entrusted to lead. To have these twin qualities of love coupled with our own self-confidence and equanimity to handle them and remain on top of our game.